2015 will mark the 70th anniversary of the organization, and in this context, we will have an opportunity to join at summit level in the approval of a post-2015 agenda for sustainable development. We consider that the process is on track. 2014, in this sense, was a very good year in terms of very result-oriented preparatory work. We hope to be able to adopt a series of sustainable development goals. We have 17 goals, 169 targets that have been approved and considered the main basis for this work in 2015. And in addition to this agenda, which is ambitious enough in itself, and we're very happy to note in passing that it represents a follow-up to the Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development, which Brazil hosted in 2012. There will be a peace operations review under the coordination of former Timor-Leste President Ramos Horta. He will be producing a report, and this will represent an opportunity for member states to update and review all the aspects of the peace operations, from mandates, aspects such as protection of civilians, the gender issue, amongst others, the technological advances, etc. There will also be a review of the peace-building architecture that I will be following very closely, having chaired the peace-building committee this year of 2014. So there are a few priorities for you. In addition to this, in the human rights sphere, there will be also very important events. The third decade for Afro-descendants is about to be launched in December.
A very important theme for Brazil.
We will continue working across a full range of issues here in New York with a sense of, well, new opportunities that open up for multilateralism and for the UN.
And before I let you go, are you hopeful for the debates or the process of the Security Council reform?
Yes, I believe that 2015 is being considered by the great majority of member states as a year for significant advances to take place. We expect the new chair of the Intergovernmental Negotiations, the Ambassador of Jamaica, to establish a new dynamics, hopefully with a text-based negotiation process, and that before the celebrations of the 70th anniversary are over, we will have concrete results and material outcome in this, which represents one of the most important remaining items of the UN reform agenda.